Good morning, Nick. Thank you for taking the time to have a chat to us. I know yourself and Chairman Sandy McGregor have been trying to get in contact with Horseland about this situation. From where you sit and your perspective, because you've got dual hats, I suppose, invested in this situation, because you're also the chairman of the Warrnambool Racing Club and the vice chairman of the Australian Jumps Racing Association. How do you see what has occurred and the detriment that it may have for jumps racing?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Look, we're just incredibly disappointed that a horse equipment supplier could side with a minority group. We understand people have personal views about jumps racing and what have you, but for a horse equipment company to do that to us is pretty bad, and we just want to draw a line in the sand on this and try and get a resolution.
Well, I think what's almost as bad as the Post and what they've done is the fact that there has been no consultation with yourself or the Warrnambool Racing Club since they've decided to pull it. No reasons given. We've tried to contact a gentleman called Ty Robinson, who is the head of marketing at Horseland, every single day. There's been no return calls. There's been no return text messages after he clunked me when I got through to him on Monday.
You're right.
I'll give you and the listeners, again, a snapshot of what Horseland put up on their Facebook post. And this is in response to Banned Jumps Racing community, who alerted them to the fact that they shouldn't be sponsoring a jumps race. And they said that they would like to thank them for taking time to post about the concerns. This does not align to our brand. This is Horseland speaking, and values, and does not reflect in any way how we do how we or our customers feel about the welfare of our horses. Furthermore, it is simply a mistake. Thanks to your post, we became aware of the situation and acted immediately to rectify the mistake. Now, from your situation, you've, I believe, sent a letter now on behalf of the Jumps Racing Association to Horseland. And what was your gist of that letter, and what are you going to do if Horseland don't come back to you?
Well, basically, we've gone back to, as you say, we're very difficult. They're very difficult people to get in touch with, but we've gone back with a formal letter, and we've just requested that they review their situation, take down that post that you just described, and we've given them the opportunity to get on the front foot and get out there for the industry and take on the sponsorship of next year's Thackeray. And we think that would be a wonderful resolution for everybody. So the ball's pretty much in their court. We really hope that a horse supply equipment company can get behind us. If they can't, well, we've got some serious problems, don't we?
Well, Horseland, their individual stores are owned by franchisee holders. And I know you've personally spoken to the Warrnambool franchisee, and what's the reaction been from the owner of that Warrnambool Horseland stall?
Yes, well, he's incredibly disappointed on head office's attitude to this. From a Warrnambool Racing Club perspective, that we're disappointed that he's actually been caught in some meat and a sandwich, if you like. But we at Warrnambool and the AJRA have really got to look after our members, and our members are not happy with this situation. So, sadly for the local franchisee, he's in a difficult position, but he is supportive of Warrnambool and supportive of jumps racing, to the best of my knowledge. As I say, we're hoping head office can sort this out and get on the front foot and come out with something really positive.
There's a lot of anger and concern from those involved in racing, especially the jumps racing industry, about what Horseland has done. Has the local owner of Horseland and Warrnambool felt the personal, kickback? Have sales diminished, or has he been subject to any anger down there?
I think it's a little bit early to make that comment, but certainly there's a lot of displeasure about all of this. So if we can't get it resolved, it will no doubt people will be making their own decisions about what they wish to do.
Well, would you back that if you don't get an answer or a satisfactory response from Horseland? Would you be telling your members maybe think about where you buy your horse products?
Well, I think in fairness to Horseland, we've given them an opportunity to respond, and we've given them that opportunity till 5 o'clock on Friday to respond, and hopefully they can respond, and we'll go from there after that.
Is this something that you've had in the past? Have other sponsors of the Warrnambool Club and other jumps racing, I suppose carnivals, been targeted by anti-jumps protesters and basically threatened by them to pull their sponsorship?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, I'm a sponsor of the club, and it happens. Sandy McGregor's a sponsor of jumps racing. It happens all the time. So, you know, you either just ignore it or you do ignore it and just push on. So, you know, it happens all the time. So if people want to buckle to a minority and not back their own beliefs, it's a sad day.
Have you spoken to Racing Victoria about this? Is this something that Racing Victoria can play any part in?
No, look, I think it was just a matter of, you know, I certainly thought it was a matter for the racing club and for the AJRA members just to get behind it and draw a line in the sand. You know, we've had enough when these sort of things happen. And as I say, particularly when it's a supplier of horse equipment, we're kind of over it. So we've drawn a line in the sand and we're going to push back. So that's the way we see it.
Well, I've got a copy of the letter that Sandy McGregor, who's the chairman of the Australian Jumps Racing Association, has sent to Adam Brucknell, who's the managing director of Horseland. And Sandy ends it by saying that we believe the best way forward is one, Horseland withdraws their remarks and makes clear it was a communication error and is not the position the company adopts publicly or via social media. And two, that Horseland allows and agrees its local franchise to sponsor next year's Thackeray Steeple. And given the damage that you've already done to his business, our suggestion is head office also pays a sponsorship fee on his behalf because of your conduct as a franchisor. And it's been most unsatisfactory. Let us know by 5 p.m. on Friday what you intend to do.
Yep.
So we will wait until 5 o'clock on Friday. And if it doesn't occur, we'll wait and see what the next step is.
That's about it, Michael.
Well, Nick, I appreciate you coming on, and I think everyone in the industry, not just jumps racing, is happy that you've taken a stand on this and haven't let it go through to the keeper, because it's basically a lack of education and ignorance from people.
Absolutely.
At the company, which is, yeah, unfortunately, something that racing needs to probably be more proactive about is the education side as well.
That's correct. That's correct. And I really appreciate you having me on to explain our side of the equation.
Nick, we'll follow it up next week on Racing Pulse. So hopefully you hear something back by 5 o'clock on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Michael. So do we.